Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. This is no video, no audio, just vibes. We're going through that sense of feels. This is Josh.
This is Rick. Oh, wait, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Hold on.
Vibes are off.
Vibes are off. This is Rick. Was that it?
You got
it. And this is Christian.
And we are
the judges.
Big news in the Josh world.
Oh.
You know why this is one of the best episodes we'll ever make?
Because it's a Josh episode?
No.
Right, because the best episodes are Erica episodes.
I think I know, and I think it's because Hamilton's back in the zeitgeist.
Incorrect. However, okay. Aurora and I have only been doing Hamilton impressions for the past 2 days.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Was that one?
Yeah.
Give him a boo.
I don't got boo on his card.
That's because boo. All my jokes rise up.
Hold on. Where's the
Rise
carrot?
Up. Eliza. I don't know, honestly. Not important. What is important is Taco Bell has chicken wings.
Woo!
Only for 1 week, and you can only get them past 2 p.m. What weird stipulations.
They don't want to ruin. It's okay to ruin an afternoon. You don't want to ruin an entire day.
They had too much power in their wings, and they were like, mm-mm.
It takes all morning to rev up them fryers.
I'm upset about this information.
Why?
I just don't feel like that's a good idea to have.
It's only for a week.
Like, they won't do shredded chicken anymore, but they'll do fucking chicken wings.
Yeah, very odd choice.
Well, there's a whole, like, extra step to get the bones out and then shred it, you know?
Yeah, this is bone in.
They are bone in.
Yeah.
But, like, you just buy boneless chicken breast. Like, we eat their... What?
But they're saving a step by getting the chicken wing with a bone in it.
They're only doing it for a week, starting on the insurrection anniversary, which is funny. By the time they hear this episode, or I'm sorry, vibe this episode, they're no longer available.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
They didn't even make a new sauce to dip them in. They just have the four Taco Bell sauces that you can get.
That is a bold choice.
And they're dry. There's no flavor. It's not barbecue. It's just fried chicken, but buffalo wings. Not even buffalo, like, style. Just small birds.
I am upset. I think this is fucking stupid.
We're all trying them.
I am not trying them.
Christian and I are trying them.
We're trying them.
When are you guys going to realize that I'm not going to try whatever weird fucking food you want me to try?
How is wings weird?
From Taco Bell.
Okay, but you eat like...
They're owned by KFC. It's literally KFC.
It's just the same thing. I bet you it has all the same herbs and spices.
No, thanks.
Legally, they can't, but it has 12 of the 13.
So they added a fourth ingredient to their menu, and you're like, no, I'll stay with the three.
Because I really enjoyed their shredded chicken burritos.
It's out of spite.
The fourth ingredient was bone.
Can I just have them shred the chicken off those wings and put it in those sauce and put it in a burrito?
I mean, there's a chance.
They're not going to do that. I wouldn't make them do that. That'd be a real asshole thing to do.
You could just order it, and then, you know, every Taco Bell menu item is the same combination. So you could shred it yourself and literally put it on this.
You could order it.
If I wanted to shred it myself, I would fucking make that burrito at home.
You could order it from Taco Bell with those requests, and they'll add a fifth ingredient, which is spit. Because they will fucking hate you for ordering that.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Guys, we have an extremely exciting episode tonight. And you guys have...
You're not starting it off. I don't believe you.
Well, that was sort of a me and Christian thing. So, of course, I have something for Erica now. Well,
Josh, I forgot to update you on gross foods that we had. I tried the trend of Oreo and mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
At a funeral, no less.
Wake.
It was a wake.
It was a wake. It's different.
Now, was this a traditional Oreo?
Yep. Okay. Regular stuffed Oreo.
Normal mustard.
French's mustard.
Was this served as a delicacy, or did you decide to ruin this sanctimonious ceremony on your own?
All of my relatives were like, well, I saw it on the morning news today that people are eating Oreos and
so
mustard.
They just hated this person that they didn't even want to talk about them in remembrance. They're like, we got to talk about Oreo and mustard.
We were in the back room.
We were in the back room. By all of his family, he means one singular aunt.
No, One aunt said it. It started it. They went, oh, there's Oreos over there and mustard. And then my cousin was like, I'll try it if you try it. And I was like, okay. And then as we got up to get it, a second aunt went, oh, I saw that in the morning news today. And it's like, I hear everybody did.
So on the day of the insurrection anniversary, they saw Oreo mustard on the news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
It was even more like
middle
yeah. than milk was.
Like, I could see that.
It was like, so first couple bites, bad. It was like either I would have a bite of Oreo or a bite
no,
of mustard.
Stop. You didn't eat it in one?
Well, I put everything in my mouth, but like as I'm chewing.
Okay. It's like you're over here nibbling on an Oreo cracker.
Oreo cracker. Cookie. Excuse you.
First couple chews, it'd be like one chew and be like, oh, that was just all Oreo. And then it'd be a second chew, like, oh, that was just all mustard. And then by the end, when I was like, it was just mush left in my mouth, it's like, you know what? I get it. But it was very just middle.
The thing is, I love mustard. You don't need an excuse to shovel mustard into your mouth.
I mean, you have to have a conduit, don't you?
A conduit for the condiment? I mean, I'll just squirt some must in my mouth if I'm feeling spry.
Sometimes it's a must.
Yeah. It's zero calories. It's a quick little mouth squirt for this jerk for me to get my mouth hurt.
I'm
allergic to it.
I'm going to give you a boo.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a boo.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the both of you two boos.
Okay.
Boo.
Times two.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. You didn't bring them, but that's fine, because I brought something to the fucking table today. You guys remember episode 11 of our podcast?
I do. It was actually probably one of my favorite.
And what was it?
Choose Your Own Rick Venture.
Choose Your Own Mother Frickin' Rickin' Adventure.
It was my favorite. I told you.
We have been requested to bring it back. We've also been requested to read the stories that we didn't read. No, that's the whole point.
They're gone forever.
But if you Google the title, they're there. But I got something special. Over 90% of these stories do not exist on the internet anymore. But if you're new here, we don't just talk about our old podcast episodes on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And which,
as soon as this episode is over, go watch those old episodes.
Back to you, Joshua.
Fucking flawless plug. Which, we read stories off of the internet and we judge people in them and we laugh at them. And sometimes I choose the stories and I read them.
But today it's a choose your own Rick Venture?
That is correct. Ah! I have 5 choices for Erica, 10 stories, head to head style.
Wow.
I am so excited. I forgot about my Rick Venture episode. You just made my whole day, Josh.
The premise a la choose your own adventure. Not really, though. Once you make the choice out of the two stories, the other one will not be read. So sorry. So you only get to hear the story. First one up. Oh, 2 choices here. These are both email submissions of Reddit stories.
These are listener submissions?
They're both listener found.
Okay. All right. Got it.
So this is the Battle of the Whoops. Each a new subreddit.
Wow.
Only one will be read on this pod. And if you chose the email that this is and you're not getting read anymore, get fucked. This is from Bree. r/army.
Okay.
I would have never suspected it.
Suspected.
The Spanish Inquisition, no one ever does. Am I screwed? Might be in your analysis trouble, not drugs.
I'm going to go with STD.
And then
I got too much protein in my pee.
And then from Kyle in r/sex.
Whoop. How have we not done r/sex?
Bunch of prudes on this pod.
Boyfriend says things like groovy and cool beans during sex, and it turns me off.
I'm going to go with your analysis.
Your analysis?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That would have made me look like a bad guy as we ripped on him, and I would have brought that into the bed in, I don't know, the next week.
Okay, so that means we are going next week.
If that's what gets you going, honey, let it happen.
Cool beans.
All right, r/army. Of course, the listener sent in pun ideas. Should we read them now or afterwards?
After.
Afterwards. They need context.
I was going to say, like, is it going to make any sense?
Am I screwed? Might be in your analysis trouble, not drugs. Look, there's no easy way to ask this, so I'm going to just say it all. I've recently gotten into sounding and have been experimenting a lot with different techniques and equipment. I found out I really, really like something called retrograding. Essentially, you beat off, the rod stops the cum, it goes in your bladder. It goes in your bladder. You then piss it out later, and it feels really good. It's like a 2-for-1 special on beating off. Highly recommended.
Okay.
I
was not ready for this.
I was literally taken aback by that. Just those first couple sentences.
I was not ready for this.
The problem is, I did this last night and got called in for a piss test this morning. I already peed once, but there wasn't anything. That's fine. Sometimes take a couple goes.
It came out like glue.
But now it's going to happen into the cup.
Okay.
Is this sharpable? Don't know what sharp is, guys. Didn't Google that. Am I going to get in trouble? There's clearly going to be jizz in the cup. It's not like I planned this. I don't want to hold it up by my ear, so I...
Huh?
That must be something in the army.
Just want to hear if it's... there's jizz in that cup.
That's what sounding is, and you know.
You listen for the sound of the jizz in the cup. I take zinc, so there's going to be a lot in there.
Okay.
It's not something I can hide. Is this the end of my career? I'm a totally normal guy and a good soldier. I don't want to get sharped or pop hot or get in trouble just because of a new fetish.
What does it mean to pop hot? That means that you'll have drugs in your system, right? His cum is filled with drugs?
Well, I think it's... Does it just detect, like, non-piss?
It's no. going to detect that there's sperm in there.
He's
going to
have high protein count in his urine.
Oh.
His uroglobin's going to be through the roofs.
Oh, and I'll have a lemon-lime Gatorade and some of the sauce from the cinnamon rolls. I'll mix the two at home, not at work.
What does that have to do with anything?
He puts cinnamon roll sauce in lemon-lime Gatorade?
Is that not just icing?
Yeah.
Why do you call it cinnamon roll? I don't understand any of this.
I'm not upset about the cinnamon roll sauce. I think that's funny. I feel like that's on brand for us.
Thoughts? You chose that story, Erica.
This is a wild one. First off, I love that his piss is going to come out like a movie prop, perfectly poured beer. Just like
piss, and then a head of
just cum, but it's like, it'll stay. So it's like you can have it as.
Do you think, I feel like the cum would fall to the bottom, right? It would sink, it wouldn't float.
I guess we got to find out.
Surprisingly, piss denser than cum.
Really?
I don't know.
No. I feel like that wouldn't be the case. I feel like the cum would sink.
Well, the thing is, cum is hydrophobic, so it might like make a thing and then float to the top.
And they are swimmers, so like they're not sinkers.
Christian's cum straight to the bottom. My cum all over that bitch.
All right. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
So... I don't like retrograding, I think.
No, I don't.
I'm
either.
Sorry if we have any retrograde listeners.
I'm not a fan of the idea.
But, I mean, I guess I can't knock it till I try it. But
I was thinking, like, is that going to cause an infection? But, I mean, it's sterile.
I don't think semen should be getting backed up into your bladder, right?
Yeah, I don't think you should come backwards.
Don't think anything should be backed up into your bladder. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
And unhealthy.
I mean, do you think there's really, like, a vast difference from like coming and not peeing afterwards and just waiting a bit?
You know what? That was an anatomy reference and I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Kind of like this guy kind of likes coming and then peeing after.
Coming that's, and then peeing.
That's his thing. He comes.
Uh-huh.
I just holds it in and then pees.
But that's his thing. He comes. That's it.
Do you think it comes out of like the consistency of like toothpaste or something? Like, it's got time to set up.
Why would it?
It's got time to set up.
I don't.
It's got time to set up. No. It's planning a tactical repeat.
It's coming out as cinnamon roll sauce.
I don't.
Is that what he's referencing? Is that his pee is the lemon lime Gatorade and the cinnamon roll sauce is his jizz?
Oh my God.
I'll have lemon lime Gatorade and some of the sauce from the cinnamon rolls. I'll mix the two at home, not at work. Is he just saying that it's a treat he enjoys? Or
why
is that...
would he use a euphemism like that at the end of this story where he's very descriptive?
I'm not sure.
It's just a coincidence that he likes to make cinnamon roll sauce in his lemon lime.
What is... Did he mention what he's using to block?
I think a metal rod. Yeah, it's a sounding pole.
Okay, so they make specific instruments for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the standard military grade. Normally, they're there to like steer your MREs, but same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most civilians can only get stainless steel ones, but military, they get titanium ones.
Mm-hmm.
Lighter weight.
Yeah, carbon fiber.
A little more tensile strength.
But like if that gets stuck, they can't cut through it, so.
You just pee really hard.
Cut through. If it's stuck, where are you cutting? You're not doing an invasive procedure. I'm pretty sure sounding rods are, what's it called? Tapered, yeah.
Oh, like a butt plug?
Yeah, that way you can't go oops all the way in.
I think technically you can still go oops all the way in.
Yeah, I guess. Again, you just like push it out like a kidney stone.
Yeah, again, you just pee really hard.
I'm not a professional enough on sounding. Here's the puns they sent in.
Okay.
A urethral orchestra. It's nice to see the army investing in the arts.
That's very funny.
Is that a giant rod in your dick? Or are you just happy to see me?
This is also very funny.
I'm sure Josh can come up with something even dumber, smiley face.
That was the funniest one yet. There's no way.
All right, Erica, are you ready for the next story choice?
I am ready.
So you could Google boyfriend says things like groovy and cool beans during sex and it turns me off, and you'll find it if you want to read it.
I thought you said that these were 90% no longer on the internet.
But the rest of these are no longer on the internet.
So juicy.
But maybe I'll post the ones we don't read on Patreon.
Ooh, a little snack for our best judges.
This is email submission from Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Am I the asshole for choosing my little sister over my wife?
My wife.
And this is from Angela, from r/relationship advice. My boyfriend sleeps in a nest of clothes and towels and refuses to buy a bed.
You know the right answer, Erica.
I'm going to go with Angela.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleeping in a nest?
Sleeping in Is that the one you wanted?
I was about to walk off the podcast.
Is that the one you wanted?
Yes, that's the one I wanted.
Okay, I forgot to open this beforehand. Okay, it's not bad.
Right. I didn't think you were going to choose that one.
Well, no, it's just the picture is a screenshot of the Reddit post, but all in one, and I forgot to screenshot, but it's fine. My 24 female boyfriend, 25 male, sleeps in a nest of clothes and towels and refuses to buy a bed.
I think I missed that detail the first time you read it. I just assume there's a pile of clothes and towels and stuff on the bed.
No, this dude took the meme of not buying a bed frame one step further.
Yeah.
He has a bed frame is the weird part.
Do you think he has a chair in his apartment at
all? Do you think that he like puts a fitted sheet over all of this?
You gotta be sanitary. Change it every month. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years and I only just finally visited his apartment this week.
For 3 years, you didn't know this about this man.
It's been getting fumigated.
I was amazed to see in his bedroom there is no bed. Instead, there's a huge pile of clothes and towels in the middle of the room. Weird that it's in the middle. You gotta back that shit up on a wall, otherwise your feng shui is all off.
Yeah.
Remember when you lived in that tiny house?
Mm-hmm.
And you had your mattress on the floor in the middle of the room.
Did I have it in the middle of the room? That does not sound...
You did until the first time I came over and I was like, we gotta move this, buddy.
If I had it there, it was only because I needed the outlets.
The outlets are on a wall.
There's no way I would just have a bed in the middle of the room.
We'll talk about this later. You did, but we'll talk about it later.
I don't believe that.
He showed me how he does it, and he kind of curls up into a ball in the middle and piles some of the clothes and towels on top of him. That's how he sleeps.
Do these clothes ever get put back into the rotation of being worn? Or is that like clean clothes go into the sleeping pile and then like as I wake up, I just grab something?
Yeah, you just like if one's like kind of halfway on your arm when you wake up, you're like, that's the one I'm choosing today.
That's upsetting. Well,
Think about it this way. Think how hard it is to wash a mattress.
Yeah.
It's not hard to wash like, a mess of clothes.
If you pee the bed, the mattress is fucked.
If you piss the nest, you're fine.
Yeah. It's just an extra load of laundry. This dude's smart.
I'm upset.
It's also really the only nest in the world that's impossible to get a bird into.
I wouldn't.
UK listeners, you're going to love that joke.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yep. He had told me he had never had a guest in his nest before, but I was welcome to try, or I could sleep on the sofa. Fucker has a sofa.
Just sleep choose on his that nest. Then.
So does he, like, when he stays at her house, I'm assuming they've spent the night together in 3 years, he sleeps on her bed.
He literally can't get comfortable.
It turns out the reason he had not invited me to his apartment is because he was embarrassed about his nest.
I mean, that's fair.
Makes sense.
You know people are not going to accept the nest very well.
I thought it was very... Yeah, it's a hard sell.
Yeah.
What if he just has a mansion? But then nest. It's Bill Gates, but nest style.
No.
He's the CEO of Nestle, and he's like, I'm committed.
He lives a minimalist lifestyle, okay?
Mm-mm.
I thought it was very odd to have a nest, but I tried to sleep in it with him. I found roomy nest. I found it very uncomfortable and weird, and I also noticed it smelled. I went to sleep on the sofa.
Uh-huh, that makes sense.
In the morning, my boyfriend confronted me and said, why do you hate my nest?
Because it's fucking gross.
The problem is she hasn't had enough time to, like, really get her spot whittled into the nest, all right? That's why it was uncomfortable. You got to get the groove formed.
Yeah.
No, that shit's nasty.
I said I thought it was weird, uncomfortable, and smelly. I asked if he washes those clothes. He said he doesn't because he doesn't wear them. They are just nesting materials.
I fucking knew it.
I said he should still wash them.
Yeah. At least put a sheet over it.
Yeah. The least you could do. He said if we're going to take the next step and move in together, I would need to accept his nest. I said, if we move in together, we're getting a fucking bed.
Correct.
He said he would rather never go to sleep if he couldn't use a nest.
I knew he wasn't comfortable in the bed.
I said, fine, maybe we'll get a two-bedroom. He took offense to this. I told him his nest was stupid as a mud crab, which I admit was childish.
Is that only from Skyrim? What an insult.
A mud crab?
Is that a real thing that's only from Skyrim?
I'm sure there are crabs that live in mud.
I'm uncomfortable with how much... I understand this dude's, like, mindset. I called out, like, three things now.
Like, not that he agrees with him, but just that he was able to put himself in the
okay.
I don't know, the fucking talons of a nester.
I think as a dude that slept on a bed on the floor, I kind of get where he was coming from. I knew that it was going to be a pile of clothes that he doesn't wear. I knew he wasn't going to like sleeping on a bed. I knew he was going to have a single chair in his house.
Do you think this is just the guy who played Big Bird for too long on Sesame Street?
I think that it's much more sad than that. This dude probably had some severe childhood trauma, and he doesn't know any different and refuses to learn different.
Or what if it was like he really liked Chicken Run?
What if, hear me out. In his early 20s, he had a bed. He woke up.
He's in his early 20s.
Mid.
He woke up one day. He's like, oh, fuck, my bag is like all off.
Yeah.
And then he realized, oh, it's the shitty mattress I've been sleeping on. He sleeps on the floor one day. He's like, my back feels way better. Tries the bed one more time. Back hurts again. He's like, I guess it's floor life. And then he learns, like, oh, I could use like a little bit of cushion. Throws down the first shirt, second towel. All of a sudden, he's in a full nest. A nest that's roomy enough for two. Mm-mm. I don't get why. What's wrong here?
He's pretty much reliving mankind's evolution as Neanderthal. And, like, figuring out, like, we don't have to sleep on rock no more. We can sleep on soft cloth. Pretty impressive. We are not currently speaking. I want to resolve this, though.
Mm-mm.
I have a deep hatred of his nest, but he has a deep love for it. Is two-bedroom a viable solution? What can I do?
I don't think two-bedroom's the answer.
I think that you should break up.
I think it's two separate lives for you.
Yeah.
I think this lady's just chicken to date a fucking rooster, baby.
Shit.
Imagine the cock he's fucking serving.
Boo. Stop that.
It's actually, he passed away. But the only like silver lining is that they had enough meat on him to make Taco Bell chicken wings, baby.
Joshua, that was fucked.
Well, that's why they only got enough for a week nationwide.
That was fucked. Stop it.
I fucked up. We only have 4 to choose from, so only 8. So now we're going to break. Bye.
Bye.
And welcome back on this side of the break. Of course, hello. Christian came prepared. Fucker had a circle jerge.
Circle jerge.
I had one ready. I was waiting it. I was a little bummed out when Josh told me, oh, no circle jerge this week. And I was like, it'll be okay. But here I am with the circle jerge. Some of you might have listened to, well, this would be 2 weeks ago now, episode about a little entrepreneur / showman who made some homemade ketchup.
You wrote a script for us to act out to sell Chop.
No.
Erica
please
knows.
No.
It's not that. I just think maybe we should dip our little piggy toes into the piggy pond of being an entrepreneur / showman.
Okay.
All right. And so I just came up with a couple ideas, maybe. All right?
Some sausage maybe. Swimming in the water bowl. Dip them fat little toes in there.
Idea one.
Chubba bun.
We start selling artisanal cola. All right?
Artisanal cola.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants a soda stream.
Can you become a streamer and immediately want to go soda? Can... What define artisanal? Difference between non-artisanal and artisanal Coke?
Pretty much we'll just sell it in glass bottles.
That's exactly where my mind went.
Is to serve it in glass bottles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uncapped or capped?
It'll be capped.
I'm just asking questions.
Why would you have an uncapped cola?
I understand. What? But here's the big problem. And I don't know. We didn't get too much information about the ketchup guy, but I don't know how to make a cola, okay?
Yeah.
So here's my idea is we do a little Coke, a little Pepsi, bottle it up, sell it off.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't even like cola. So.
I don't like cola. What are you going to call it?
Ooh.
Poke?
No, I don't want people to know that it's Coke and Pepsi. I want it to be like our own thing.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's name.
Listeners, don't tell anyone.
But I do think the ketchup guy was right. We need to go into all of our local restaurants. You guys will do a song and dance on top of the tables.
I will not.
I'll come in clinking my glass Coke bottles. We're going to reuse these Coke bottles. They got a superior bottle. We'll put new labels on it.
So, okay. We're using Coke bottles, but we're going to scratch it off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And put a little bit of Pepsi in there.
Okay.
And then we'll just mark it way up. So yeah.
Right, because it's artisanal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pitch a name?
Yeah.
Burning Flavor.
Oh, my God.
No.
Biff.
For nope.
Short.
Mm-mm.
Hey, give me about a Biff.
Mm-mm.
Pass me the Biff.
No.
Here's my second idea.
Oh, we're...
No, I got a couple. I got a couple.
Okay, all right.
And this one I didn't get too much time to look into, but I think there is an opening in the vacuum cleaner market. Okay? And I think all we need to get in there, when you think of vacuum cleaner, who do you think of? Who's
Dyson.
The face of
Bissell.
Who's the face of vacuum cleaners?
Rainbow.
It's Dyson. It's the Dyson guy.
You've never heard of a Rainbow vacuum?
Oh, I didn't realize that was a brand name. No.
They are incredible. My grandma had one. She bought one from a salesman in like the 1960s.
Was
it came
he
door
like
to door.
3'2", wore green clothes, pot of gold underneath the phone.
Got her ass.
No, but it's the best vacuum. She
it's
had
the
it
best
for like
vacuum you'll ever find.
She
it'll
had
suck
it for
all
like,
your luck away.
She had it for like 50 years, and when it broke, they honored her warranty and gave her a brand new one. They were still in business. They're incredible vacuums. Very, very nice vacuums.
Hmm.
Expensive as shit, but they're good. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, so I think we just, you know, we'll find, don't tell anybody, we'll buy a bunch of like vacuums off of Wish or something. But then we just need someone charismatic. I'm thinking me, and I'll just become the new Dyson guy, you know?
Who's the Dyson guy now?
Are you Dyson?
Neil deGrasse Dyson? Ever
Stop.
Heard of him?
It's some Swedish dude. How do you not know who the Dyson guy is?
I don't know who the Dyson guy is.
I'm going to Google it.
You'll see him and you'll be like, oh, I've heard him in every single commercial for Dyson ever.
So we're reselling Dyson.
I mean, we're products. Just gonna we're gonna be we the better off. Dyson.
Are we gonna
we're gonna be the better Dyson?
Okay.
And I think the way best way to market that is we just started a YouTube channel.
Oh shit! Okay, I've seen this dude.
Can I see this dude?
You've definitely, excuse me, you've definitely seen this dude.
Sure, looks like every other old white dude.
That's fair.
He's the face of vacuum cleaners. Okay.
His name is James Dyson, in full, Sir James Dyson, and he's he's British.
Fucker got knighted.
He got knighted.
I can get knighted if I sell enough vacuums.
All right. What YouTube channel are we doing?
I think we'll just like, I mean, don't tell anybody, but we're going to stage all the demos and just show how good our vacuum is. And we'll, I don't know, we'll buy every other vacuum in the world and just be like, it's not sucking up shit. It's dog shit. And then we're like, look how good ours is sucking up. And there's probably going to be a lot of editing because we're buying these vacuums off of Wish. So they're probably not great, if I have to be honest, but I mean, come on. It's more about the personality part of it. So that's why Dyson's so big.
When you mean buy up all the vacuums, do you mean buy every other individual unit of vacuums and create a vacuum of sorts in the vacuum market? So then we are the only vacuums on the market?
Nice.
I mean, if our cola business does good enough, we can do that.
I was going to say, this idea requires a lot of capital. And we don't get paid enough for that.
Okay. That's unfortunate. Because this next idea also going to take a little bit of capital.
Okay.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
I did just get approved, or the judges got sent a thing in the mail about getting a $50,000 to $425,000
business loan.
So. And we got that good credit, baby.
We could.
Okay. This one, artisanal lemon lime soda.
Okay, can I take a wild guess?
Yeah.
Sprite, 7-Up. We call it Morning Sunshine.
Oh,
that's a very good name. That's such a good name. You are wrong. It's literally only Sprite. We're just going to resell Sprite. The rest just aren't as good.
No. Can I punch up one more time?
Okay.
We're going to buy McDonald's Sprite by the syrup.
Yes.
And make our own.
And then, once it's... you know, together, we're going to put it in a blender and aerate it.
Ooh.
Get a nice mouthfeel with that Sprite. Well, it's not going to be Sprite. It's kind of Sprite, but it's not
Morning
Sprite.
Sunshine.
It's morning.
Sunshine morning? What was it?
Morning Sunshine.
Morning Sunshine.
I can't wait to have a...
I would drink that shit.
A nice or miss. Sip of Morning Sunshine.
Miss for short.
But, so...
gotta take a piss, drink some miss. It goes right through you. That's our tagline. Goes right through you.
Here's the kind of the problem with needing a lot of capital for this one. I think the best way to market this one, we just give it to any Instagram influencer we can find that'll take it.
Like Bang Energy style?
Yeah, we'll just keep giving it out. Eventually, if we get it out enough, the money's just going to come rolling in.
You got to spend the money to make the money.
I don't know who a big Instagram influencer is at the moment, but like I'm sure... let's go over to TikTok. Like, if we got Charlie D'Amelio to drink Sunshine or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Morning Sunshine.
I think we should go for, like, a Dixie before a Charlie. You know what I mean?
Is she bigger?
No.
Oh, Dixie will just get us kind of, like, that alternative.
She'll get the
crowd.
Ball rolling.
Dixie Cups. What?
That's Charlie's sister.
You don't know what a Dixie Cup is?
I understand what a Dixie Cup is.
All right.
And the wise words of Bo Burnham. I'm not going to say the line. It's a little problematic.
All right. And I know how much we love Tesla on this show. So I was... here's
you're still going.
That's the final one. Josh only has a couple more stories.
All right. Fair enough.
All right?
All right.
Can I say my piece?
I'm so sorry.
I don't know why you guys are trying to undermine me here. Because I'm trying to bring good ideas and different avenues of revenue for us, and you guys are just shooting me down.
I do need to say, Christian, I'm not sure if you're aware, we have a TikTok account with over 760,000 followers. We could just do the promotion.
I know how fucking Zoltar feels right now. That's all I'm saying.
We're better than D'Amelio. And we're going to make $1,000,000 on Morning Sunshine and Mr. What was the other one? Rocky Sprinkles.
Dr. Piff or something.
Rocky Sprinkles.
It was Biff. Whatever. Bountiful Mountains. That's not enough. Christian, save me. I'm floundering.
Okay, here's the final one here. We all like Tesla. He's a good guy. He's a.
Are we talking Nikolai?
Who's the guy that? Musk. We all like Musk.
No.
Josh loves him. He never stops talking about.
Great
him.
Guy.
I am a fan of Nikolai though.
So I'm like, here's the. I don't think we should be getting rid of like jobs for people. So instead of getting self-driving cars, we'll just have a chauffeur. And we'll just have a single chauffeur for a high capacity vehicle.
A bus.
Something we could fit, I don't know, 40, 60 people on.
Are you saying we're starting a chauffeur service?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not hiring a chauffeur.
Well, I'm not going to be driving. The whole thing that kind of got the ball rolling here is I don't really like driving. Like getting stuck in traffic or anything, it's like, oh my God. And someone else just be fucking driving for me.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
We understand the idea of a chauffeur.
And then I was like, somebody else could be driving for me. And I was like, if there just was like less cars on the fucking road, you know? So like, we'll design a car. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, some models will have like bench seats so we could fit maybe two or three people on a seat. And then some other models will have like standing room. So you could probably squeeze 60 people in there like a sardine can.
Yeah. So like Elon Musk, you actually aren't an innovator. You just reinvented something that existed and people called you a genius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for that response.
So you created a train, trolley, tram.
A bus.
It's similar to a bus or a trolley or a tram.
Yeah.
Not so much a train because it's not like only one path that can kind of go wherever you need it to go. Okay. Depending on like the city layout and such.
Okay.
And so I think... What's wrong? I don't know why you guys don't like these ideas.
This already exists.
We could do it better, though.
Is it electric?
We could look into it.
It actually uses more gas than normal.
But I think the best way to market this is we go up to the city. We get stuck in rush hour traffic. We all get out of our cars. We all do a flash mob. We do some interpretive dance. We make people weep and understand. If I just... did public transportation, I want to be stuck here right now.
Yeah.
And we'd be saving the environment.
Probably. Sure. So at what point do Erica and I come in on this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing? What are our roles? Hey, man, if you don't want to involve us, that's fine.
No, I need the moral support at least.
Oh, I definitely got you there.
Yeah.
I mean, I will be the Elon of the whole operation.
When you're...
But you guys will be doing the interpretive dance flash mob because...
That's fine. I can do that for you, man.
I don't want to be there because there might be like actual physical violence if you hold up traffic even longer to do a flash mob. So
yeah.
I won't be there, but...
Especially since flash mobs are like so overdone.
Yeah, I was hoping they're kind of back in vogue.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, given another couple of years, trends tend to come back.
I don't think flash mobs are ever coming back.
You don't know.
The last person who tried to do it was James Corden and Lady Gaga, and they got so much. I think it was Lady Gaga. It was James Corden for sure, and he got so much fucking shit.
That's because he's very cringe.
Yeah.
And yeah, my ideas aren't, so.
Yes.
I don't know. If we got any angel donors or investors... email the judges. So,
Christian, when all of these ideas are failing, I'll be right there to shove your sounding rod back up your urethra so you can come twice, man.
Okay. Hey, man.
I'll be the shoulder you can peen on.
Oh, my God. Are you sure you can't find that carrot? Where's the carrot at?
Don't check Christian's urethra. Erica, are we ready to get back into it?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, these are stories that I found. Both of them deleted. However, one of them will be readed. r/relationship advice. Boyfriend offered to cut my hair and messed up. I refused to pay him for the cut, and he is now not talking to me.
Okay.
Or r/relationships. My 31 male fiance /girlfriend 28 female is upset that I proposed with an NFT instead of a ring. What can I do about this?
Those are both really good choices.
I have a favorite.
I don't know which one I want to pick. I feel like we all already know what's going to happen with the NFT. I think I want to go with the haircut.
That's the correct choice. This is a story, when I read it, I was like, this shit's going to fucking do numbies. It's not going to because the internet hates us, but boyfriend offered to cut my hair and messed up. I refused to pay him for the cut, and he is now not talking to me. I, 21 female, am a university student. My boyfriend, 23 male, is studying cosmetology and works as a hairdresser. I've been dating him for the last 4 months. Recently, he insisted that he gave me a haircut. My hair has been growing since the pandemic began and is currently at mid-back length.
Okay, that's pretty long.
I was initially reluctant, as I had no plans on getting a haircut. He then offered to give me the cut at half the price offered by his salon.
But it's her boyfriend.
It seems weird to charge
him. Why would he charge her?
It's during office hours, guys. I think he just has the barbicide at his house.
You do need the barbicide.
I mean, maybe.
I thought it was a good offer as summer was approaching quick and the price was reasonable too. So I agreed to it. The next day, I went over to his apartment for the haircut.
He did have his apartment and still charged her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It'd be different if, like, she went down to the beauty school or the barber school or whatever and, like,
yeah,
I understand, you know, you got to pay for the services there.
Yeah.
But, like, you're doing it in your own home?
Or is, like, she getting her hair colored or anything? Or is it literally just a cut?
Let's find out.
Before he began, I made it clear that I wanted a shoulder-length cut and nothing shorter than that. However, he started cutting my hair way shorter than shoulder length. I asked him to stop, but he continued, saying that he knew what he was doing. When he was done, my hair was at an uneven chin-length bob. It takes a really specific head to pull off an uneven chin-length bob.
Yeah.
Woof. Okay.
I was furious, as I had specifically asked him for a shoulder-length cut. He offered to even the bob out, but I refused and stormed out. I went straight to a salon where a friend of mine worked and asked her to fix my hair. She gave me a pixie.
Oh, no.
When I returned home, I was pretty devastated. Not only did I have my hair cut way shorter than I asked for, but I also ended up paying a lot more than expected as fees to the salon. Also, why did she charge her? I switched on my phone only to see two unread messages I had sent from my boyfriend. He first apologized for the cut he had given me.
It was I goofed, all right? I'm sorry. I noticed halfway I goofed and I couldn't stop.
He followed this up by asking me to pay for the cut. This struck my nerve, as I felt he did not deserve to get paid even a single cent for this horrible job. I texted him back telling him I will not be paying for the cut and asked him to just leave me alone for the day. It's been a day since the cut and he hasn't responded or messaged me since. What do you think I should do now? I'm so angry at him after the cut, but at the same time, I wonder if I might have been too mean.
I don't know.
Please help me.
Woof.
Can I just say, this title, where she's like, oh, my boyfriend's not talking to me anymore. You told him not to talk to you.
Agreed. Yes.
He listened once in this story.
Yep.
50% is pretty good.
Could be better.
Yeah. Batting 500.
Oh my god, that's insane. It's gotta put into light, like, maybe I shouldn't be in cosmetology school.
I wonder if he if it was an uneven bob in the sense of the fucker can't hold scissors straight, or like he tried to do the like multi-level bob, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, bad.
I'm trying to give you a cool futuristic look, babe.
Can I say though, I mean, I'm looking at Christian, chin and shoulder isn't that far off.
Well, you have chin length.
Yeah.
Christian and I have shoulder length.
Yeah, I have long, the same hair as you.
No.
Huh?
You've got shorter hair than us. Interesting. Do you want me to show you my chin length bob that I had?
No, Erica, I understand. I was trying to make a
funny. No, I'm just, because it's cringy and I feel like you want to see it.
How long ago was it?
Christian's graduation from high school.
Oh wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody I was doing it. I went and got a haircut, and then showed up to Christian's graduation with a chin length bob.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Can I say chin length bob is just a good term? Like that'd be like a good nickname for like a Robert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's ugly. These and we look like babies.
That looks fine. That also looks longer than chin length to me. God, Christian.
You guys can see it.
Christian's hair is more insane than yours.
Yeah, I would believe that.
That was peak 2011.
Yeah.
He was very sweaty under that cap.
I was nervous. I thought, what if they figure me out and they tell me
it's a little bit longer than chin length.
Business school didn't go great. They didn't buy my vacuum idea, my Coke idea, my Sprite idea.
They said something about buses are already done.
They were like, IP, man, IP. And I was like, yeah, IP too, from drinking all of the sun and morning sunshine.
Yeah. Let's go on to the stories.
Sorry.
I just thought that was such a perfect example of like, why you shouldn't let somebody who you've known for 4 months cut your hair. Also, I'm pretty sure they tell you in cosmetology school, like, don't cut your friends and family's hair.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, just the fact that he was charging her for it is really what sends me. Like,
well, then the friend was like, yeah, I'll fix it for a fucking cost, bitch. Like, fucking someone throw her a bone. Where do they live where hairdressers are like, I need the cash? And I get it, they're an underpaid profession, but like, come on.
Yeah.
Because someone comes in crying, like, my boyfriend and I are done. Why? Look at this hack job. Okay, $35, please. I'll fix it.
Did she say, did the friend fix it in their apartment, too? Or did
she had to go to a salon.
That one I understand a little bit, because it is, like, you are taking up, like, a time slot or whatever. And it's like...
Yeah. And, you know, some hairstylists don't, you know, get to make those prices.
Yeah, they, like, rent the chair out or whatever.
No, yeah, and they've got a certain quota that they've got to meet, so... Yeah.
But you think that it's still a deal. I don't know, you would think.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know how, like, if you get your hair cut and then they're like, come back if you need anything changed, and you come back and they'll do it for free?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could have just, like, penciled it into the free spot.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They should have taken advantage of this underpaid worker, Josh. You're right.
Hey, I'm just saying Ahab.
All hairdressers are bad?
No.
Sturts?
No. This dude's a fucking Moby Dick of a dude, am I right? Big white whale. Captain Ahab?
Yeah, I got the reference. It was just a bad joke.
Okay, Jesus Christ. How about we get into that listener submission? I didn't get a sound.
Oopsies. There's one in the email.
Of course, guys. If you have a sound or a story, send them in judgiespod@gmail.com or Instagram DM. That's judgiespod on Instagram. This one, the sound was sent in by Ryan.
Very good.
Let's get into the freaking stories, Erica. Of course, we have two listener submitted stories, and you will choose.
I was going to ask if I got to pick
one of them off of title alone, and the other one is To the Fucking Wolves, baby.
Gone in the ether, unless me or Erica find it by accident someday.
Do you think I'm a complete idiot for not knowing when a lady was insulting me at my job?
Okay.
Am I the asshole for being excited that my team won?
No one likes a sort of winner.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay, sorry. Second story. You suck. Erica doesn't like you.
Shannon won. Sounds like you're the asshole.
Am I an airhead? Judge me. Can I get a person's name, non-binary?
Sunny.
Okay, Sunny.
Howdy, dearest judges. I'm in dire need of your honest judgment because the stuff that goes over my head is getting embarrassing. I, 21, NB, work at a library and I'm a circulation desk clerk. I pretty much check books out to visitors, check in books, make phone calls, do housekeeping stuff, etc. I don't have that usual aesthetic people assume when thinking of a library. What do you guys think of a library, a young librarian person?
Glasses.
Young librarian, I think of like very punk looking, like,
oh,
like snake earrings, maybe like a septum piercing.
Snake earrings?
Yeah, like earrings, and then they kind of look like snakes.
Oh, I was thinking of
snake bites or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, those don't go on your ears, man.
I think it's somewhere between a mix of like punk and Miss Frizzle. It's somewhere in the middle there.
Okay.
I think of a traditional librarian, but young. I have no imagination.
Absolutely no chance.
Well, Erica,
you evolved into that.
Think more Miss Frizzle.
Okay.
So Christian nailed it. I have different colored hair almost every few weeks. Right now it's purple. And a couple of tattoos, though they aren't too visible unless I roll my sleeves up.
Did you read this?
No, I did not fucking read this. I just know.
I just did that because, like, if I were to think of a young librarian, like somebody who gets into library arts, I'm thinking that. I'm thinking of, like, a non-traditional person. If I think older librarian, I'm thinking like khaki pants, brown cardigan, short hair, glasses.
It's kind of like the dynamic that all English teachers have. You either have the free spirit English teacher or you have the fucking uptight, just fucking crazy English teacher that's way too strict on everything. There's no in between. Right. And it's the same with librarians. You have the old librarians that are like, shut the fuck up. And then you have the new librarians that are like, ah, oh, you can talk. Everybody's listening to audiobooks anyways. We're here for the smell of the books.
The swum.
The what?
Swum. That's the smell of the book is the swum. It smells swummy. I keep myself nice and neat and tidy for my job, and I love my place of work and my coworkers. I've been working here for about 4 or 5 years, and I take pride in my work. But for some reason, people who come in just don't want to believe I actually work here. I've been asked on multiple occasions if I'm a volunteer or a high school student, and if I can go, quote, get a real employee. Maybe it's because I'm so young? That's probably not it. It's probably just old people being dicks. But on to the incident at hand. I was standing by the front desk while a woman in her 40s was using the self-checkout to scan out her books. I said my usual, hello, like I say to anybody who comes up. She said her greetings back, gave me a quick glance, when suddenly she looked back at me head on and asked, do you work here?
Well, I'm behind the desk, aren't I?
I blinked, of course. Natural response. Real saucy blink. Gesturing to my badge with my name on it and responded, yep, I work here. She gawked at me in silence before awkwardly chuckling and scanning her books again, but not before saying, oh, so they just hire anyone off the street, huh?
What a bitch.
This comment went directly over my head, and I just responded, I guess so.
Aw, sweet summer child.
On a sunny day. She then had the audacity to say she wants to work at a library when she retires before leaving. So cue me going back to the office and relaying the weird encounter with my supervisor. And as I'm saying exactly what the lady said to me, it dawned on me, she was being rude.
She was being hella rude.
I have to admit I was laughing about it with my coworkers, but come on. Judges, do you think I'm a complete idiot for not knowing when a lady was insulting me at my job?
No, I don't think you're a big dumb idiot.
I just feel like that means you have, like, good self-confidence. Like,
yeah.
The fact you're just like, okay. And then later, like, oh, wait, she was trying to, like, hurt my feelings.
It's almost like when you're in that, like, you wouldn't expect someone to be just a bad human in that situation.
Yeah.
So if someone comes up and is a bad human, you're just like, what? Yeah, what? Sure, they hire anybody. You don't need a degree to work here.
Like, I'm just trying to think of what I would, I feel like, I just want to be so sassy and rude back to people that talk shit.
Yeah.
But then again, I need money. So.
Right. You will immediately get fired.
Yeah. But they need me. So like.
Yeah. Know your worth. What are they going to do? Hire a different Miss Frizzle?
Mm-hmm.
They're few and far between.
They just hire anybody off the street.
That's true. I also like my observation here that there's the two binaries of librarians, and this lady was the other end and was like, I want to be a librarian in a couple years. As soon as I retire.
That's really funny.
That is a good point.
Yeah, for being non-binary, you are definitely on one end of the binary
for librarians.
For librarians,
there literally is no other.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah, libinarian. And that was Choose Your Own Rick Venture. All the other ones are to the fucking birds, just like the guy in that one story with the nest. Did we have fun? Did we have a good time?
I love that.
I had a blast. I mean, other than the part where you guys really shot down my entrepreneurial ideas, but I had a blast.
Christian?
Hearing the stories.
We support your ideas. We're just being realistic with you.
I don't want to spoil it, but just look out for next week.
Oh.
Let's just say the gift's going to suck. Erica, you know it doesn't suck. When people follow us on our social medias, where can they do that?
Oh, you guys can do that on Instagram or Twitter or YouTube or Patreon or Twitch or Discord.
Yeah.
We've got a Discord now.
Well, okay, hang on. You don't follow us on Discord. You have to get an invite code, which you can get on our Patreon.
Okay. Anyway, that's all probably at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES pod.
Also, we're at the moment 18 reviews away from 1,000.
So maybe just go leave a couple.
And Erica's going to watch Inside, and I'm going to watch all of Twilight.
I don't want to.
We can do a watch party on Twitch. Thoughts?
I am we'll for
maybe
that.
Figure it out. Christian, where can they email us at?
Thoughts? You can send in an email if you have either your own listener story you want to send in to us, if you found a good Reddit story you want to send in to us, if you have a listener sound, which we are running desperately low on, you can send that to us at judgespod@gmail.com.
We want all of our listeners to send themselves in sounding off, like just listeners sounding sound off. Send them in.
No.
Put sounding in the title.
Uh-uh.
Erica goes through all of them
Make
herself.
Make sure to have sound in the title when you send in your sounding clip.
No.
And we'll speak to you guys next time. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And don't forget that the judges love you.
Have you used it yet?